This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ben Bernanke, ladies and gentlemen, has left the building. Not officially, to be sure. His term doesn't actually end until January. But in his last press conference today, as the guy running the American economy, he went out on a high, a couple of highs, actually. First of all, the much-awaited taper. Mr. Bernanke and his colleagues will cut their big bond buying program just a bit. It will now be $75 billion a month as opposed to the $85 billion thus far. Item number two, interest rates. Suffice it to say, they are not going to go up for a good long while. What it all adds up to is a very neat threading of the monetary policy needle. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
The Fed's bond buying program helped the economy because it helped keep interest rates low. So when you hear the Fed's going to buy fewer bonds, you might think, oh my gosh, does this mean interest rates will go up now?
What they promised to do is keep interest rates lower for longer, even longer than we thought.
Dan Greenhouse is chief strategist with BTIG. He's talking about the rate that banks charge to one another. If that stays low, then our interest rates, like on cars or business loans, also stay low.
And what that means for the average person, in theory, is that you should be able to gain access to loans on easier terms. Your credit card balances won't accumulate interest at as rapid a pace.
There's another big reason why tapering won't disrupt the economy as many had feared.
Everyone was positioned appropriately.
Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial. He says bond investors were waiting for this news.
There's a tremendous amount of cash on the sidelines.
So let me explain this. If the Fed won't be buying as many bonds, then there's less demand for bonds. So if you're someone who sells bonds, you're like, OMG, people don't want my bonds. I better sweeten the deal and offer highest interest rates. Bond investors saw that coming. So, says Lowe, they saved up some cash to buy those bonds. But when everyone rushes in to buy, demand goes right back up. And interest rates, including on things like mortgages, will go right back down.
The Fed is buying $10 billion fewer in bonds every month. It's more than likely that investors will make up the slack.
So all's well that ends well with this taper, but the Fed's meeting again in a month, and it'll be the same questions all over again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.